It wasn't until dark came that I really began to get uneasy about Mama and Lisbeth. Then I could hardly stand it because they hadn't come home. I knew why they hadn't. It had been late when they'd started out. They'd had a good long piece to go, and even with wood handy, it took considerable time to drag up enough for the fire they needed. And I couldn't think of any real danger to them. They weren't far enough away from the cabin to be lost. And if they were, Jumper knew the way home. Also, Jumper was gentle. There wasn't much chance that he'd scare and throw them off. On top of all that, they had Old Yeller along. He'd protect them just from about anything that might come their way. Still, I was uneasy. I couldn't help having the feeling that something was wrong. Had I gone to see about them if it had been for little Arliss? It was past his supper time. He was getting hungry and sleepy and fussy. I took him and the speckled pup inside the kitchen and lit a candle. I settled them on the floor and gave them each a bowl of sweet milk into which I'd crumbled cold cornbread. In a little bit, both were eating out of the same bowl. Little Arliss knew better than that, and I ought to have paddled him for it. But I didn't. I didn't say a word. I was too worried. I just about made up my mind to put little Arliss and the pup to bed and go look for Mama and Lisbeth when I heard a sound that took me to the door in a hurry. It was the sound of dogs fighting. The sound came from out there in the dark. But the minute I stepped outside, I could tell that the fight was moving toward the cabin. Also, I recognized the voice of Old Yeller. It was the sort of raging yell he let out when he was in a fight to the finish. The sound of it chilled my blood. I stood, rooted to the ground, trying to think of what it could be that I ought to do. Then I heard Jumper snorting keenly and Mama calling in a frightened voice, "Travis! Travis! Make a light, son, and get your gun, and hurry!" I came alive then. I shouted back at her to let her know that I had heard. I ran back into the cabin and got my gun. I couldn't think at first what would make the sort of light I needed, then recollected a clump of bare grass that Mom'd recently grubbed out where she wanted to start a new fall garden. Bare grass has an oily sap that makes it burn bright and fierce for a long time. A pile of it burning would make a big light. I ran and snatched up four bunches of the half-dried bear grass. The sharp ends of the stiff blades stabbed and stung my arms and chest as I grabbed them up, but I had no time to bother about that. I ran and dumped the bunches in a pile on the bare ground outside the yard fence, then hurried to bring a live coal from the fireplace to start them burning. I fanned fast with my hat. The bare grass blades started smoking, giving off their foul smell. A little flame started, flickered, and wavered for a moment, then bloomed suddenly and leaped high up with a roar. I jumped back, gun held ready, and caught my first glimpse of the screaming, howling battle that came wheeling into the circle of light. It was Old Yeller, all right, tangled with some animal as big and savage as he was. Mama called from outside the light's rim, "Careful, son, and take close aim. It's a big lofer wolf gone mad." My heart nearly left me. There weren't many of the gray lofer wolves in our part of the country, but I knew about them. They were big and savage enough to harm-string a horse or drag down a full-grown cow, and here was Old Yeller trying to fight a mad one. I brought up my gun, then held fire while I shouted at Mama. "You all get in the cabin!" I yelled. "I'm scared to shoot till I know you're out of the line of fire." I heard Mama whacking Jumper with a stick to make him go. I heard Jumper snort and the clatter of his hoofs as he went galloping in a wide circle to come up behind the cabin. But even after Mama called from the door behind me, I still couldn't fire, not without taking a chance of killing Old Yeller. I waited, my nerves on the edge, while Old Yeller and the big wolf fought there in the firelight, whirling and leaping and snarling and slashing, their bared fangs gleaming white, their eyes burning green in the half-light. Then they went down in a tumbling roll that stopped with the big wolf on top, his huge jaws shut tight on Yeller's throat. That was my chance. Old Yeller would never break that throat hold. There, in the wavering light, I couldn't get a true aim at the wolf. I couldn't see well enough. All I could do was guess aim and hope for a hit. I squeezed the trigger. The gun stock slammed back against my shoulder, and such a long streak of fire spouted from the gun barrel that it blinded me for a second. I couldn't see a thing. Then I realized that all the growling and snarling had hushed. A second later, I was running toward the two still gray forms lying side by side. For a second, I just knew that I had killed Old Yeller too. Then, about the time I bent over him, he heaved a big sort of sigh and struggled up to start licking my hands and wagging that stub tail. I was so relieved that it seemed as if all the strength went out of me. I slumped to the ground and was sitting there, shivering, when Mama came and sat down beside me. She put one arm across my shoulders and held it there while she told me what had happened.